I'm sure we've all had the experience of seeing a seed grow into a plant. A seed contains in itself the identity and the genetic code of the plant. As it grows, it doesn't turn into something different from itself, but rather becomes more fully itself. The stems and leaves and blossoms and fruit develop from that seed just as God intends. The same is true for the church. In his parable of the mustard seed, for instance, Jesus says that the growth of the church will be as dramatic as the contrast between a tiny seed and the large plant that develops from it. In John's gospel, Jesus says this is true not only for the physical growth of the church, but also for the intellectual growth of the church. He tells his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you into all truth." This is called the development of doctrine under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The same thing that occurred 50 years ago at Vatican Council number 2. Well, today we celebrate the Feast of the Blessed Trinity, which is a doctrine that developed over the course of 300 years from the original seed of Jesus' teaching under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The Bible teaches clearly that there is only one God who created us, cares for us, and will one day judge us. He is the Father of all. What is confusing is that Jesus uses the same kind of language to talk about himself as the Son of God and about the Holy Spirit, whom he and the Father will send. But how can this be true if there's only one God? It defies logic. Some people found an easy but erroneous solution to this problem by denying the divinity of Jesus and the personality of the Holy Spirit, saying that Jesus is really, really godlike, but not fully God. And the Holy Spirit is just like an attribute of God, not a person distinct from the Father and the Son in any real way. But like all heresies, this shortcut solved the problem by ignoring what Jesus taught. And so the church continued to struggle with three mysteries revealed by Jesus: how God could be both one and three at the same time, how Jesus could be both man and God at the same time, how the Holy Spirit could have an identity distinct from that of the Father and the Son. Gradually, Jesus' compact kernel of seemingly contradictory teachings about the nature and inner workings of God began to develop, not into something different from itself, as in the case of heresies, but rather to become more fully itself. Doctrine developing faithfully from the original seed of Jesus' teaching, guided by the Holy Spirit, just as God intends and indeed promised. And it doesn't stop there. One of the most powerful proofs of the continuing presence of the Holy Spirit in the church is the way that Christian doctrine continues to develop over the centuries as we bring Jesus' teaching to bear on questions and situations that Jesus did not directly address in the first century, but about which he does have something to say. The Spirit of Truth guides us through the teaching of the apostles and their successors, the popes and bishops, through church councils, most recently Vatican II, whose 50th anniversary, the beginning of which we will celebrate on October 11th of this year, in our upcoming Year of Faith. Also through the works of theologians and mystics and saints and what they call the census fidelii, the sense of the faithful in general. This continuing development of doctrine under the guidance of the Holy Spirit draws on the teaching of Jesus to enable us to address contemporary issues quite different from those that the church faced 2,000 years ago. This is one of the distinguishing traits of Catholicism as opposed to Bible-only religion, and is one of the most enduring presence of the ongoing evidence for the ongoing presence of the Holy Spirit in the life of the church, dynamic, living, meaning that guided by the Holy Spirit, there is no question of us wedding ourselves to the spirit of the present age, nor need we fear the future, fear stumbling blindly into the future, because we are guided by the Holy Spirit. And for this, we can certainly be very grateful.